Good evening, brethren. If you're visiting with us tonight, thank you so much for being here. I ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, we'll be there in just a few moments. Tonight I want to help answer a question for us. That question is on the screen behind me. Can we be sure about our salvation? There's a lot of people with a lot of different ideas on this question, a lot of different thoughts. Some people think that you can never be truly sure of your salvation. That if you say that you are sure that you are going to heaven, that somehow you're arrogant and you think you deserve it. Let me ask you as Christians, do you ever wonder if you're going to be in heaven? Have you ever asked yourself, are you good enough to make it to heaven? Have you ever doubted, even though you try really hard to uphold God's standards and live for His Son, do you ever wonder if you'll ever truly be there on that day? I want to submit to you tonight that God does not desire for His children to be confused. He is not a God of confusion. He does not want us to question or be confused on the answer to this question. Can you and I be sure of our salvation? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about His calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the writer here tells us to be diligent, to make certain about His calling, His choosing you as His child, as His saved child. And notice what it says, for as long as you practice these things, that you can be certain. You can know about your salvation. You can know about your eternal destination. But what are these things? As long as you practice these things, well, you back up earlier in chapter 1 and you read all of these things. I encourage you to read through chapter 1 here in your own time, especially beginning in verse 5, kind of the virtues, the things that we need to add to our Christianity, to our faith, to our daily walk. And if we uphold these things, as long as we do it, we can know about our salvation. You know, there's going to be extreme ideas on both sides of this question. Some people are going to say that you cannot be saved, that the only life we have is this life. There's no other life. So you might as well live it up while you're here and just enjoy it because there's nothing else. And there's going to be other people on the other side of the coin that are going to say, you are saved no matter what you do. It does not matter how much you sin. You can do whatever you want to. As long as God has chosen you, you cannot do anything to put off that salvation. I think even some Christians today will say we can't be 100% sure if we're going to make it to heaven or not. I would ask you, if you are someone that has this idea, I'd like to ask you why you think that. Why is it that you think we cannot be sure about our eternal destination? Why is it that we cannot be sure about the things God has promised us? Perhaps is it because of guilt that we have about unforgiven sins? Or perhaps do we not really truly believe the Word of God when He makes promises to us? 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us as long as we do these things, we can be sure. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Read the words of Paul here as he knows his life is coming to a close. He knows that this earthly life is almost over for him. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Paul writes, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. in the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. When I read Paul, he doesn't sound like somebody who's not sure about his eternal salvation. He doesn't sound like someone who's not sure if heaven is a possibility. If that's just some fallacy that God said, but we're not really sure if we'll actually be there in his glory, in his righteousness. No, he says in the future, very adamantly, in the future, I know that my life is almost over. And in the future, there is laid up a crown of righteousness for me. But not just for me, for everyone. Everyone who has loved his appearing, who is his child, who upholds his standards, his commandments. I want you to look at one more with me, and that's in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Paul again writing, "For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day." What is it that Paul knows here? Paul knows who he believes. He knows that he is convinced that Jesus is able to guard what has been entrusted to him. What is it that's been entrusted to Jesus? What's been entrusted to God? Why don't you back up to verse 10? "Now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." What is Paul convinced of? He is convinced and knows without question that Jesus is his Lord, that Jesus came and died on a cross and abolished death, got rid of it, that in him is life. And in those of us who follow Christ, we can overcome death. Can you tonight, can you go home tonight and know that if today was the last day on this earth for you, if we got in some horrible accident, we had some natural disaster, if it's just simply the day of judgment, if later tonight Jesus comes back in the clouds and we hear the trumpets and we see him coming in the clouds and it's our turn to stand before God, can you know? Can you be assured that your home is going to be in heaven? I want to offer to you tonight from the Word of God that yes, you can be sure. You can know exactly. It's not being arrogant. It's not being foolish to know where you're going. God doesn't want us to be confused on this question. He gives us the roadmap right here. And he tells us exactly if we do certain things, this will happen to us. Depends on if you are godly and righteous and obedient and love God, then your reward will be heaven. If you do not proclaim the name of Jesus Christ and do not uphold his standards and his commands, then you also have a reward, and that will not be heaven. In our outline tonight, I want to give to you what I see as questions that we need to ask ourselves. I want you to ask yourself, I'm going to be asking myself, especially now I've prepared these things. Ask yourselves these questions and then ask yourself, what is the answer? And I guarantee you, by the end of the study, you will have a firm grasp on what God says as far as can we be sure about our salvation. We're going to be camping out tonight in the book of 1 John. I'd like to ask you to go there with me. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. We'll be going to other places, but I ask you to put a marker there. That's where we're going to be for the majority of our time together. And we're going to read before we get into point number 1. 1 John chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. "What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. Notice with me here in verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Point number one tonight. How can we be sure about our salvation? Well, we must walk in the light. Verse 7. If we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, but more importantly, we have fellowship with the blood of Jesus. We have that which cleanses us from our sins. Okay, well, that's a pretty broad statement. It's kind of hard to just end right there and just tell you tonight, can you be sure? Sure, walk in the light. That's it. Invitation. I want to help us understand from Scripture, what does that mean? Let's define what it means for you and I to walk in light. First, let me ask you to ask yourself the question, are we obeying proper authority? That is the first question we need to ask ourselves. We are walking in the light if we are obeying proper authority. Again, keeping a marker there in 1 John, would you turn with me to Matthew chapter 7? Matthew chapter 7. If we are told that we can have fellowship with Jesus and His blood and be cleansed and know about our salvation, we need to understand what it means to walk in light. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone..."